Okay, well, welcome all to the annual general meeting of the Attunement Guild. And the, well, let's check in first before we get into anything else. And I'd like to start with those on the phone line. And just to name a spirit of attunement that you're, that's in your heart today. Oh, and your name and where you are would be helpful. We already know what time it is.
Hi, this is John Flood at Sunrise Ranch, and I bring appreciation.
William Comer, Montana, I bring compassion.
Bob Ewing, Sunrise Ranch, I bring joy.
Diana DeWinton, Sunrise Ranch, I bring love.
Irene de Groof, Amstelveen, the Netherlands, and I bring openness and joy.
This is Lawrence Mendez in springtime in England. I bring lots of British joy, more than ever. And I think the Attunement Guild abbreviation, AG, is also for silver. So I think what we're doing is precious.
There you go. Thank you. And maybe we can carry on here. Oh, Carol just reminded me that somewhere I lost Bill and Wendy Crossman.
Yes, this is Bill in I'm bringing Skinny Atlas joy.
Okay.
This is Wendy with snow on the ground and sun in the sky and a warm web of connection with you all. Thank you.
Oh, welcome. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in? Okay. Well, maybe we could check in from here. And, yeah, so whoever'd like to start the check-in, we'll just go clockwise.
This is Barb Duff at Edenvale. I bring wonder.
This is Marilyn Manderson. I'm here from Kamloops, British Columbia, and I bring peace.
This is Julie Bonnet, coming from Deadmond Creek,
Kamloops.
And I'm here in Edenvale, and I'm bringing joy.
This is Maureen Waller. I live at Edenvale, and I'm bringing celebration.
This is Philip Connick at Edenvale, and I bring thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Susan Shimodera, and I'm from North Delta, and I bring unconditional love.
This is Josie Furica from Kelowna, BC, and I bring intimacy.
And Dickie Edwards from Australia, and I bring adventure.
I'm David, David O'Connor from 100 Mile House, British Columbia. I bring innovation.
This is Cheryl Moretti from Seattle, Washington, and I bring joy.
This is Australian Christine at Edenvale, and I bring warmth.
I'm Holly from Maple Ridge, BC, and I bring love and gratitude.
I'm Pierre from Langley, BC, and I bring blessing to all.
I'm David Gilbert here at Edenvale, and I bring possibility.
This is Susan from DeRoche. I bring gratitude.
This is Jeannie from Coquitlam, and I bring an open heart and an open mind.
This is Bill Robertson from Bowser, BC. I bring excitement.
This is Carol Robertson, also from Bowser, British Columbia, and I bring blessing.
David Karshera from Sunrise Ranch. I bring the ordering power of the cosmos.
This is Hugh Duff from Edenvale in Abbotsford, British Columbia. And I bring celebration. I celebrate all of us being gathered. Is there anyone else to check in? No. Yes? Okay. In starting, I'd just like to say a word about the Guild. By the way, it's not by the way, but that check-in was magnificent. I really appreciate not only the words, but the spirit, the energy behind them, what you all brought this morning and are bringing. To go back to the Guild and what it does, the Guild is an association of attunement practitioners and people who love attunement. You don't have to be a practitioner, you can just be a member of the Guild. And the Guild is basically a guild is a grouping of peers. In the medieval times, and even nowadays, you hear about carpenters' guilds, shipbuilders' guilds, office workers' guilds, all kinds of guilds, and their associations of peers. And guilds as such are concerned with communication among the peers, of there being a place to share wisdom, to share, particularly if you were in the trades, to share some of the knowledge and the spirit of the trade. And the Attunement Guild is responsible for certification of practitioners, and it's a keeper of the standards of attunement, the standards for practitioners and members for that matter. And like I say, it's a grouping of peers where sometimes on a phone call, we'll just share what the wisdom of the people in the call, or once in a while someone will bring something that they want to talk about with their peers. And it's surprising what comes out. And some, you know, some little things, or I've been doing this and this is what's happened, and or I'm puzzled by something. And sometimes the wisdom is there. So we do phone calls. We like to do about four or so a year. This year we managed, I think, two, maybe three. Three? Yeah. And that's always, to me, a real delight, to hook up with the different people. And it's a special thing to have two Australians with us, because they don't very often get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be online with us. And I don't blame them. We don't stay up till probably about 2 o'clock in the morning to join you. But there are times when we can do something special and be together in communication. And we are together in the love of the spirit of attunement, the love of the spirit. We also, in the Guild, we have some responsibility in website input. The attunement area, we're working on a website right now. And in the area of attunement, the Guild isn't the only grouping or individuals that share attunement. Attunement's bigger than an organization. So, This is the one time in the year when we get together to do some business. The rest of the time we get together for the pleasure of it and to share the spirit that's moving. Maybe that's the business that we're in. So in our guild, we have a leadership group of 1 to 5 people. I don't think we've ever been down to 1. There were a couple years when we had 2. And now right now we have 3 people in the leadership group. And that is Marilyn Manderson and Carol and myself, Hugh Duff. Carol Robertson. And we also have an administrator in the person of Carolyn Grushy, who lives at Sunrise Ranch in Colorado, and she's invaluable. That's all I can say about Carolyn, is she's invaluable, and she's very helpful, and she came to the guild new to it, and she picked up quickly how she could help us and make our way easier. So this morning, we'd like to start out by just reviewing some of the events of the year. And I'd like to turn to Marilyn Manderson for that.
Sure. Thank you, Hugh. That's great. Hello, everyone online. We've had a wonderful morning here this morning. And we welcome you into the space that we've created here. So I'm going to speak about our membership. And we do have members, just regular members, and practitioners. So we have, at this point in time in the guild, we have 8 members, but all practitioners are members as well. So there are 41 practitioners at this time. So this year we've had 1 new practitioner. We're really proud of that. It's Ford North, and he was trained at Sunrise Ranch, and he's living in Oregon right now. So he's spreading the attunement word in that place at this time. Hugh mentioned the teleconference calls, and I would just add that some of our calls are for members and some are for practitioners. And it's just really special to find the oneness that we've actually experienced here at this time on those calls. Just really feeling that conscious purpose that we all share. And we do have, on the days that we do have calls, we have 2 different calls at some time just to accommodate the people who are living in Australia and the ones in South Africa as well. And it seems to work really well to include as many people as we can. And there's been a lot of appreciation for that fact that people could come and be together at that time. So in those times this year, there have been between 14 and 24 people on the line at one time, just like we are today, but we go through being together in both connecting and creating in those times. And we have questions that we propose which are very evocative in regard to what it is that people are doing and what gifts that they have to bring into the attunement current of the day. So we're very happy that when people come to be with us in that way. This year, I'm really happy to say that in the event that we had at Sunrise related to education, attunement education. Out of that somehow came the idea to have the server's code, which is an old document, but a very current document in regard to the responsibility of an attunement practitioner / server. So we really worked at that for a while and sent it out to every one of our members, and it was greatly appreciated. Carolyn was a big part of that, and it was embossed beautifully. So we are really appreciative of that from the work at Sunrise that Carolyn's doing. And we all had input, but that it was really special to have that.
And who wrote the server's code?
Yolanda.
Right. The founder of attunement.
Yes.
Right.
And I've got here, he wrote it February 14th, 1953. So the big news is the attunement website, and we're going to be talking about that a bit later as well. But active on the one that's present now are blogs, and people like Jane Annatreaty writes blogs, and John Flood, and Hugh Duff, who's present here, and Marion Platt as well. So we're in the full flight right now of creating the new website, and we're really intensely working on bringing it forward through a timeline, actually, which is really helpful. There's a lady named Heather, and Chris Kiss is another person who's on the team, and David and myself representing the guild, so, and myself. So I'm just letting you know that you will hear more about that later, but I would say that is what we've been about, and maintaining the thread of this guild has been a priority for us this year, and we are just welcoming the newness that we're feeling right at this moment in this day around attunement and the guild. Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. That's terrific. Could almost smell the newness of the website. So we're looking forward to hearing more from you later. One thing I would mention about the year, it's been a year of transition, where in the overall education, spiritual education of the emissaries, in the emissaries, this has been a time of, since we had a attunement summit last spring and also an education summit, where we're bringing the two streams of education together, attunement education and what I guess was called spiritual education, because we realized the two were one. It isn't that just one complements the other, but the two are one. And that's not to say that you won't see standalone attunement courses here and there, but just the main thrust is one of unity. And we didn't create it as much as we acknowledged it, and it was just there among us. And there are people who have done a lot of work in that area. And so I celebrate the coming together. And it's reflected in our financials. And Carol's the lady with the financials, Carol Robertson.
Hi, everyone. The guild finances have become quite simplified. So I'm delighted.
We still have donations that come into the Attunement Guild, and we have membership and certification fees. That's our income these days. And our total income last year was $2,289. The majority of that from our membership and certification fees. Our expenses are very simple. We pay to Sunrise Ranch for administration, Carolyn services, and that's $3,000 per year. And we had some travel expenses both to the Attunement Summit in, I think that was the end of March last year, and also to the Emissary Congress. Our total expenses were $4,068.42. So we had a net loss of $1,779.42. Because the guild finances have become part of the one emissary fund, we do still have some dedicated funds from the Attunement Guild that will go to pay that overage. But because all the other income from events, et cetera, that have to do with attunement are going into the one fund, so is some of the expenses coming out of that one fund. So that's kind of where we're sitting right now. We had extra expenses because there was the cost of the sending someone specifically to the Attunement Summit last year. So that was an extra between $500 and $600, about $600.
Great. Thank you, Carol. I'd like to move on to the selection of the leadership group for 2017-18, and that would be to Diana DeWinton, who's our registrar.
Thank you, Hugh. It's a delight to participate in this annual meeting. First of all, I just wanted to offer a word of appreciation to you, to Carol, and to Marilyn, who over a number of years now have been the ones who have been the leadership group, providing many things. And I'd just like to mention some that were mentioned in the letter that was sent to all of us. It was saying the guild leadership was created to uphold the spiritual focus of the guild, as well as to oversee its business and administration. Areas of responsibility include annual membership meeting, membership communications, website, teleconferences, practitioner certification, and training for teachers. There's a lot held in those words I've just read, and I just want to, again, acknowledge what the three of you have done over a number of years to hold the space for the whole guild and what is emerging out of it in these days of newness and expansion. This year, we have something new. We've had three members on the leadership, and now and that includes, of course, Marilyn, Hugh, and Carol, who have volunteered again to put their name in for nomination. Adding to that, we have Irena de Groof from the Netherlands and John Flood here from Sunrise Ranch. As Hugh was saying earlier, we can have 1 to 5 members on the leadership group. And as we have 5, there is no need for a formal election process to be held. So these five members have been acclaimed as the new leadership group for the 2017-18 year. At this time, I'd like to invite each of you to take a minute each to say some words to all of us about what is moving in your heart at this time.
This is John, and I really appreciate the opportunity to work together with especially the leadership and the trustees to do what I can do to increase the connection between the members and new contacts for the guild, do what I can to make sure that the new website stays current. Perhaps offer some new introductory workshops to people further afield as a possibility, and work with the teleconferences on occasion to make sure everyone gets connected who would like to be connected on those. So those are just some of my initial thoughts, and most of all, I'm happy to add my spirit and experience and work lovingly with these other people that attunement might be a wider influence in our world. So thank you very much.
Thank you, John, and thank you all. I've put my name forward in being open to join the Guild Leadership Group. I felt that I wanted to do that when I was at the service gathering in September in 2016. I know I have to learn a lot in this constellation, but I love to bring also my fresh wind of passion and stillness as a breeze. Also, I like to represent this part of the world, very importantly in my heart. Attunement, intimacy is the most innermost dimension of things in my life. In being together increases that current. In a very busy house today, filled with grandchildren, it was easy to keep on focusing to write this little piece. I read also this morning from the Inayat Khan words that appealed to me and which I find fitting to present as the light of the sun helps plants and all to grow. So the divine spirit helps the soul towards its perfection. That was the end of the quote. My thoughts, to connect my stillness, the inner peace, and to intensify together the field of refinement, invites a bigger field of vision, love and healing, by also the five of us and more. Attunement is an endless flow of life's love, fire and stillness. It has helped me. It has helped to bring myself to the source of deep knowing over all those years, which I invite other people so into, to be connected and to connect to their fields, their source in themselves, to inspire them. I commit myself of coming together this year with the Attunement Leadership Group. I don't know how often. And I also commit myself to the practicality of working together with the leadership group. Thanks and blessings, Irene.
This is Carol. Attunement has been my lifelong passion, starting in my teenage years. And it's also been my chosen profession. And I would bring those aspects into this leadership grouping.
Thank you, Carol. This is Marilyn, and it is an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to be part of this leadership group. It has been and it is. I have a particular interest in two things at this point in time, and that is the integration of attunement back into the education process of emissaries of divine light. I am so keen to see how deep it can go and how broad it can go. John was mentioning attunement training in other countries, that kind of thing. And then we come to our own classes, our primal spirituality classes, and I am so keen to see how we can let that be an enhancing part of those classes. The other part I am really excited about is this website. And if you've seen the Sunrise website, that's a clue. But it is not, this is unique unto itself as well. There's something different about this and around the education piece in particular. So we're just beginning, but it is very exciting and very welcoming. That is what I would say about that. So I'm in purposefully for the things that I mentioned and all of what we have brought forward to this time. So, yes, and welcome. Welcome attunement. Welcome the intimacy, as someone was saying, of this movement together at this time. So, thank you. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you, Mary. With the intimacy of the attunement guild and the attunement world, it's a paradox almost. There is an intimacy, and there's also a breadth wider than the world. And people talk about a big tent. This is what it's like to me. The difference is of being out under the stars. That's the real big tent. And that's that lends itself to realizing the, I guess I wouldn't call them objectives, but the thing of resonance with spirit, resonance, attunement is resonance. And when there's resonance, then it can be heard. Just like a musical instrument. Anyway, that's my interest is in the field of attunement, it's in the building of resonance, and it's also, for me, this is personally a joy to see more people interested in being part of the leadership group. And what that says to me is we have things to do this year. Uh-huh. And so, just like to, Marilyn's already thanked Diana, I think maybe someone else too, but just to really thank you for bringing yourself to this matter of the selection of the guild leadership. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you to the five of you. I think for those of us who are a part of the guild, there's a sense that there's some expansion about to happen, something new on the horizon, possibility, and I delight to say and acknowledge that with all of the rest of the guild members in being with you, being as friends together, communing, consulting, reverently working together. So, Hugh, thank you for the opportunity, and I hand the baton back to you.
Well, thank you. And we'll save time at the end of this call, or not at the end, toward it, to talk a bit about the website, because that's, for me, it's exciting news. And you listen to Marilyn, she keeps just about doing it,
all for the website. So in this, I would just like to maybe for 5 minutes just have a few of us share where the retreat it has got to so far, the Attunement Retreat. Some of the essence of the spirit of it. And Barb, I wondered if you could start us off.
Sure. There were 25 people registered for it, and some of them can come to one part and some can come to another part. So there's usually around 19 or 20 at any one time. And last evening we had our first session, and because there were going to be one or two people there who could only be there then and were quite new, we wanted it to be something that was a beginning introduction for them. And an experience, but also that the session would start off our weekend and be the initiation of that. And it really worked out beautifully that way. I thought about it at the end of the session last evening, and it just fulfilled those in a beautiful, deep way. And people were sitting talking here for quite a while afterwards. And then this morning, David outlined this way of looking at things of intimacy, resonance, philosophy, and message. And we're just in process of exploring aspects of that as it relates to attunement through the day.
Thank you. We have a wee bit of time if someone else would like to share something.
I'd like to share that I presented something last night that I think is a good way to describe what attunement is. And the way I presented it was that attunement is both a practice, a very specific practice, and also something else. So I'll talk to the practice part. The practice is you can go have an attunement, and it's something like 20 minutes. And it works with the endocrine glands and other organs of the body. So you can have an attunement in person. You can have a remote attunement or long-distance attunement. But it is a very particular session, if you will. And it's an energy medicine practice, and we say a consciousness practice. So attunement is a practice. It's also a meta-practice, meaning that it's a practice that spans and overarches other practices and perhaps is the inner dimension for many people who practice attunement. It's the inner dimension of other practices that they have. In other words, you could be a coach, and in your coaching, you could be offering an attunement. You could be a teacher, and in your teaching, you could be sharing attunement. You could be a nurse, and through your nursing, you could offer attunement. And then if we want to broaden that, it applies not only to professions and direct service to other people, but actually your whole life could be an expression of a practice of attunement. Excuse me. So attunement is both those things. And I think we've known that, and we've sought for ways to express that. I think this one might have traction for people and might help people understand what we're talking about when we're talking about attunement. It's also true that engaging in the practice of attunement, either on the giving or the receiving end, is something that prepares one. It prepares one for the meta practice of attunement. In other words, when someone receives an attunement, we're actually hoping that they come to a place not only of maybe being an attunement server or practitioner themselves, but most importantly, being a practitioner of attunement as a meta practice. In other words, expressing attunement, practicing attunement through all the activities of their life. I have the job of writing some of the text for the new website, and so I'm looking for ways to share with the world what attunement is. And here's a way, and I'm sure there's others. So whatever else this is about, it's about our messaging to the world, and I certainly invite all of us to be thinking about how we share attunement with the world. How do we speak to other people about it in a way that's fresh and inviting and engaging and revealing of what it truly is.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. Well, maybe this is a good juncture at which to ask Marilyn, and I guess Heather will be on the line. Anyway.
Not until 1:45 at the earliest.
Oh, okay.
But she may be joining John and Diana.
Well, we could take it a little further if somebody wishes to say what the attunement retreat so far has been in your experience.
Well, in my experience, it's all fresh and new and exciting because of that. New ways of that have been found of teaching things that we've known for a while, most of us, but nonetheless, some fresh breeze has been flowing through that, mm-hmm. and I believe will make the through us make the attunement current more accessible in each of our worlds.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. This is Josie speaking, and I'm just reflecting on the theme of this weekend: attunement, opening energetic gateways for a creative, fulfilling life. And certainly, we're nowhere near the end of our weekend. However, as Maureen mentioned, there's a newness and an excitement of the possibilities to come, and the tried and true, authentic and precious attunement practice that we all know of is getting a new wardrobe. It's like we are all creating a new vocabulary or clothing for this authentic and ancient practice. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting, and there's an air of newness. And I wish you could all see the circle here of which you're part of, encircling this beautiful bouquet of tulips that I'm sure were grown on this property. And as we proceed, they are slowly opening since last night. And we're all in this process together. So you're very much included. Thank you.
Yeah. I have to speak about an exercise that we had this morning of standing together in a place which declared who we truly are as attunement servers. And it was a powerful time. Who we are as who we are in connection with Source, who we are as creator being, and declaring to ourselves that this is why we came. We came to offer ourselves, offer the profound truth of ourselves into the world. And it just kept deepening and broadening in that circle. And to honor, honor that right now feels right, and thank you.
Ms. Phillips, and what I appreciated was the accent on the meta, because we've heard a lot of it in another way to offer attunement into our world, but this is more conscious and specific, which I appreciated, because I was just thinking that when I'm out and about in my community or an organization, I may not, and I probably wouldn't, share an attunement to per se in the form that we know it, but I can offer it just through my eyes or through my conversation or just the smile, and being conscious that that's what I'm doing so that it's magnified, and people who are maybe ready for that can receive it and bless and be blessed, and also know that there's something different that maybe they just experienced. And yeah, thank you.
Very well, thank you, Phyllis. And there's no shortage of a field operation for giving attunement and sharing the spirit that animates it. So I'd like to turn the meeting over to Marilyn at this time. And I know you've been bursting, well, it seems like it, all morning to talk about the website and the energy that's in it. Feels like something that you put the key in and open it, and it's not Pandora's box, maybe Aladdin's lamp. You rub it to it.
Well,
I'd
really like to know if Heather's online as well. That would be good to know. Not yet? Okay.
Oh, and excuse me for a minute.
No, go.
All of you who are on the line by telephone, I'd like to give you a personal invitation, a guild invitation, to stay on the line to share what's going to be spoken of around the website and its development. And we're not trotting out a finished product. This is at the exciting stage when it starts to shape. So now.
I don't know if David wants to start.
No,
okay. So, I don't know, like 3 months ago, I was invited to participate in a website grouping, the development of the website. I thought, are you sure? Because technically, that is not my forte, let's put it that way. But I was invited for a different reason, and that is my passion and experience in attunement, and my and the part of it too that's emerged as dominant is just the awareness of the guild as well. So I think those are the pieces. Now, we do have an old website, and it certainly served its purpose, and I think there will be a few things coming forward, but anyway, this is brand new, and as I indicated before, in alignment with the new websites that are coming on board for Emissaries of Divine Light. And it doesn't feel good to be coordinated in a certain way and bring the message in such a vibrant way. I don't know if you've seen the Sunrise website, but that is an incredible piece of work that Chris Kiss has assisted David and Heather and many other people, David can speak to that, at Sunrise Ranch around developing that website. And there are many add-ons to that as well. So Chris Kiss is the technical genius around all of this, and he's just an adventure to work with. I think that's what I'm going to say. He really is. He's so creative that you just have to sort of find a way to work with that, and it is really a delight to do that. And then, of course, Heather is the Sunrise Ranch component of sort of bringing it all together there, and all the people who are attempting to bring this particular site to fruition. So I'll just say what I've done. My part has been with Heather. I'm working closely with her, and she sees the needs, and then I just sort of input what I can. And we've had meetings, the four of us as well, to see where we are. And Heather is such an amazing, she has such a hand on keeping track of things and also the rhythm of how we're proceeding forward and the goals and the dates of the goals and all of that. And you're kind of going, how does anybody do this? But she does. And it really is a gift, a pure gift that this girl gives, I tell you. And she's so understanding of someone like me who does not have that particular field of expertise. So for my part, I'm bringing what might be useful of the guild and what might be useful in the spirit of attunement. And just for recently, we discovered that maybe the server's code would be something in the heritage part that would be really, really of interest to people. So, you know, it's all been developed and we've already got it online, or Carolyn at least has something around that. So she will be handing that over to Heather. So in all these ways, something from the Third Sacred School, something very specific, something pristine that could be really useful for someone who does want to know the history of attunement. And the volumes 7 and 8 are what we're sourcing right now. Still haven't got quite there to choosing, but it's very exciting to see what it is that we can bring that will be meaningful to people come to read about the history and Yolanda and Martin's words around attunement. So that's been an exciting thing. Heather will, if she comes online, she'll probably have more to say about this, but we will have a home page, an events page, and guild pages themselves, and blog. The blog will continue. And we will have a very strong educational component on the guild page. So David may want to say something more about that as well. And that we asked for people to input around what their passion was in regard to attunement. And so we had some questions that we asked. So we have some amazing quotes from all of you that have sent in that will probably be looked at and considered for the site itself. So really gathering the wisdom of the people who are in the guild in this particular instance. And we have bios that we've asked from all of the attunement servers and members, and different people who are attunement servers in different parts of the world. And so those will go up on the site as well. And also, we're just working on whether you will, you know, whether you'd want to let people know when you're available to share an attunement. Now, that's your choice, of course, and we'll work on that as far as that's concerned. So, I mean, there's much more, but maybe David would like to get it.
Let's check and see if Heather's with us.
Hi, Heather.
Wherever you may be. So, I'd love to say something about it.
David, could I just say something quickly? That this is Diana. Heather said she would be calling in from home. I contacted her early this morning, so I'm not sure I could call her if you'd like.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They're probably new and she'll
come. So, this...
Hello? Oh, sorry.
Hi, Heather.
No, it's Nadia.
Oh, hi, Nadia.
Hi.
So, right, we're in the middle of our guild call, and Marilyn and I are talking about the new website.
Oh, is it not just starting?
Nope.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I mistranslated the time. My intention was to be there on time.
Yep. Well,
should I hang up or can I stay?
No, please stay. What was it? The laborers came in at the last hour of the day, get paid the same, and everyone else came in at first.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and excuse me, please. I also did the same thing that Nadia just said. This is Dolores Hoy in Lockport, New York. So I apologize also. I've been listening for a short time now. I apologize.
Okay, welcome,
thank
Dolores.
You very much. Thank you.
Okay.
I think we'll go to
the... So what I was saying is that we've taken the template of the Sunrise Ranch website, and when we, in the next half hour, when we close this call, I hope to share some of that with you, so you, if you haven't seen it, you get a view of what that looks like. So we've taken that template, but we're adding something to it. So we're adding a membership section. So a place that you can go if you are an Attunement Guild member to associate with other members, to have a forum, you know, where you can interchange. We're looking at having materials available there for members. So it could be, it could be a lot of things. Like if we did a video of a session here, that could go up there on the members section so that if you couldn't be in person at the gathering, you could be there. We're looking at doing education. So we're looking at having educational materials there in the memberships section. Then what we're puzzling through a little bit is we have a new platform to do online education that is called Teachable. And we've got our first course up there, which is our leadership program. I hope to give you a glimpse at that. So we could have courses that are on Teachable that are also available to Attunement Guild members. So we're thinking through all that. The idea is to create a site that is engaging and is a place to hang out where we could engage together, we who are involved in Attunement. There's a communication part of that. So if you think of our little formula here, there's a messaging where we get a chance to speak our message into the collective in this membership space. So we're looking to create it in such a way that it has that, where we each get to speak our message, we get to hear from each other, we get to communicate. But there's another big idea that we have, which is that we could create a space online where there's the ghost in the machine. Like we could, the big idea is we could put God in the machine, or we could put God on the internet. So that an internet space could be a God space. Where we could do what we've done here in person in this retreat in terms of coming into an intimate space in ourselves and then communing in that space, that we could do that online, that we could create a resonant field online that facilitates our resonance together as attunement servers. So that's like the big idea here, is to do that for us and then create the invitation for other people to join us in that space. if you want to take a look at people who are attempting something like this online, I could refer you to this site. It's unify.org, where they're creating meditation, global meditation events. And I know the founders of the site. I've met the guys who put it together. And in some sense, it's fabulously successful. So there's people around the world who are meditating together at certain times that they coordinate on there. And it's, there's some kind of a in tandem thing between their Facebook page and their online site. So that's one thing to look at. There's another one out there. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, what I think is that we have a shared understanding of a most powerful technology, the technology of attunement. So I think we can do this thing for real. I think we have the knowledge to do it like nobody else. And I don't mean to get too comparative about it, but I think we have a great gift and a unique ability in this area, and that we could do something that's facilitated online that is, you know, about us being, in an intimate space, in communion, and creating a resonant field. And then how could we use that field ultimately to be a power in the world? Like, it could be an important factor in our individual creative fields, if there's a resonant field that we're sharing that's available to our individual fields, but then it could be available to the larger field of the world. So anyway, just to take this thing to the biggest fulfillment of the concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the end of our hour, I see.
We've got 15 minutes.
For the call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Heather might be there now. Hello, Heather. And maybe not.
Okay. I was just going to say, in response to what you just said, David, that perhaps there are some people who, when they think about going online and creating this energy, if they haven't become familiar with it, and once you do it, it gets easier and easier, because I'm no techie, but I can feel, as you can do remote attunements. Mm-hmm. When that energy comes together, it builds, and it is incredibly powerful. So I would just say to anybody out there that's going, oh my God, I don't want to get on Facebook or whatever, once you're there, and you make that connection, you can feel that energy building. And it is today's mode of bringing us together in an incredibly powerful way. So thanks, David.
What do you think? Think we could do this? I mean, would it not be cool? So we're all, to some degree, as attunement servers, as emissaries of divine light, we are doing this. So to whatever degree, we already are holding a field together. But what I believe is we can raise our game. So even if you're like on the other side of the world, you know, it's one world, right? Like, we can create a resonant field among us and get it more conscious, bring it to a higher level of function, of awakened function among us, so that the field of consciousness and energy that we're sharing, it is resonating powerfully for us in our lives, in our collective circle. And then it's becoming an influence.
The thing is, we won't know if we can do it or not if we don't give it a go.
Yeah.
And I do believe we can.
Mm-hmm.
David, this is John Flood. I think we have homework to do between now and June to do this in Iceland and Oman when I'm visiting those places. So there's the challenge. I'm game for it, though.
Awesome.
What was that first place, John?
Iceland. In Oman. So I'm game for that, to see if we can set something up to let it happen.
So I'd like to really see if Heather's there again. That would be
all right.
Heather, are you there? And not on mute.
Maybe you could ask Diana to.
I beg your pardon.
Maybe you could ask Diana to call her.
I think we're good to
just leave her. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Anyway, thank you for sharing our enthusiasm. I think it was pretty obvious. And just what is it that I can do to let this happen? That's what I ask myself all the time. What is it that needs to come from me to allow this to move forward? So that's all I would say. So that's it.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, particularly David, Marilyn in particular here. And thank you all who contributed to this call and who are on the phone line. You definitely contributed. And thank you for being here. And I would just like to say goodbye.